Herbert Hoover.
My fellow citizens, this broadcast tonight marks the beginning of the mobilization of the whole nation for a great undertaking to provide security for those of our citizens and their families who, through no fault of their own, face unemployment and privation during the coming winter. Its success depends upon the sympathetic and generous action of every man and woman in our country. No one with a spark of human sympathy can contemplate unmoved the possibilities of suffering that can crush many of our unfortunate fellow Americans if we shall fail them. This depression has deepened by events from abroad which are beyond the control of either of our citizens or our government. Although it is but a passing incident in our national life, we must meet the consequences in unemployment which arise from it with that completeness of effort and of courage and spirit for which citizenship in this nation always has and always must stand. As an important part of our plans for national unity of action in this emergency, I have created a great national organization under the leadership of Mr. Walter Gifford to cooperate with the governors, the state, and the local agencies, and with the many national organizations of business, of labor, and of welfare, with the churches and our fraternal and patriotic societies, so that the countless streams of human helpfulness which have been the mainstay of our country in all emergencies may be directed wisely and effectively. Over 1,000 towns and cities have been well organized and experienced unemployment relief committees, community chests, or other agencies for efficient administration of this relief. With this occasion begins the nationwide movement to aid each of these volunteer organizations in securing the funds to meet their task over the forthcoming winter. This organized effort is our opportunity to express our sympathy, to lighten the burdens of the heavy laden, and to cast sunshine into the habitation of despair. The amounts sought by the committee in your town or city are in part to provide work, for it is through work that we wish to give help in keeping with the dignity of American manhood and womanhood. But much of their funds are necessary to provide direct relief to those families where circumstances and ill fortune can only be met by direct assistance. Included in many community appeals are the sums necessary to the vital measures of health and character building, the maintenance of which are never more necessary than in these times. The federal government is taking its part in the aid to unemployment through the advancement and enlargement of public works in all parts of the nation. Through these works, it is today providing a livelihood for near 700,000 families. All emigration has been stopped in order that our burden should not be increased by unemployed immigrants from abroad. Measures have been adopted which will assure normal credits and thus stimulate employment in industry and commerce and in agriculture. The employers and national industries have spread work amongst their employees so that the maximum number may participate in the wages which are available. Our states, our counties, our municipalities, through the expansion of their public works and through tax-supported relief activities, are doing their full part. Yet beyond all this, there is a margin of relief which must be provided by voluntary action. Through these agencies, Americans must meet the demands of national conscience that there be no hunger or cold amongst our people. Similar organization and generous support were provided during the past winter in localities where it was necessary. Under the leadership of Colonel Wood, we succeeded in the task of that time. We demonstrated that it could be done. But in many localities, our need will be greater this winter than a year ago. While many are affected by the depression, the number who are threatened with privation is but a minor percentage of our whole people. The task is not beyond the ability of these thousands of community organizations to solve. Each local organization, from its experience last winter and summer, has formulated careful plans and made estimates completely to meet the need of that community.